45, guys.
Recording in progress.
Okay. All right, we finished the sugya of Mashgon, and now we go right through the Gemara, which will get to some central nakudas about the notion of Shemitah and the cancellation theory of what takes place. Okay? Let's get to it now. As we keep quoting the Mishnayos, where do we keep Shvi's? What Perek? Perek Yud, excellent. We're going to, God willing, see those Mishnayos, okay? But we keep quoting these Mishnayos, Tanan Hassam. We had it Legabi Karka, we had it Legabi Star, and now we had it Babi Mashkon. Mamish, on one Amud, you have Tanan Hassam. I don't remember an Amud where it says it so many times in Shas. Tanan Hassam. Literally. On the top it quoted it by Karka. And afterwards it quoted it by what? Star. Then it quoted it by Mashkin. And now we get to this one and the last two words in the Amud. Okay? Let's see inside. Nate, you want to read? Let's see.
I'd rather not.
You'd rather not. Why not?
Because it distracts me from my note taking.
Okay. All right. Who wants to read? Tanan Hassam. Let's see inside. Tanan Hassam. Usher, go ahead. Tanan Hassam. Let's see.
Not awesome.
We learn the Mishnah where? Over there in Shviz, 10th Perek. Yes, go ahead.
Amaser called the Chaber of Shviz. Someone who decides to pay back his debt that he owes someone during the Shmita year. So actually, Yomar lo Mishamed. So the Malva needs to say to him that I cancel the loan.
Right, and not take the money. And what does the Lova need to respond?
Vim Amar lo Afal Bikain. And if he says, even though you cancel it, I still want to pay it back.
You can take the money, Shneamar. Zedvar Hashmita. This is part of the pasuk. So I want you to get down to your notes right away. Let's get this down. And the guys aren't here. Got to make this up. And listen. But right away, it says Beferish. If you look in that Mishnah, it says the Chachamim have a good spirit about a guy. Ruach Chachamim Noachemenu. A lover that pays the money back and doesn't rely on the cancellation is a good guy. The Chachamim like his spirit. Okay, please get that down. If you look up the Mishnah, does anyone have a brachas on them? If you look up the Mishnah, you want to look it up, the Mishnah there, read us the Lashon of the Mishnah, are you on the computer? But that's the Lashon of the Mishnah. If you can open it up and get to it, I believe it says, Ruach Chachamim Nocheimenu. Go ahead, Benji, you got it there?
No, I have a question.
Okay, one sec, okay? The first thing I want you to get down is the Mishnah says a guy that does such a thing is a good guy. Ruach Chachamim Nocheimenu. The Chachamim like what the guy did is a good spirited fellow because he paid the money back. That's number one, Nikuda. Okay, Ari, you have it there? What does it say though? Thank you very much. What does it say though about? Doesn't our quote of the Mishnah say Amaksa Chobashvi Sarshion Mishamidani? Where is that? Where is that in the parak? Are those two Mishnahs are not together?
Mishnah Chas is Azravashvi Yomel Mishamidani.
Yes.
The Tas is Amaksa Chobashvi Yomel.
Okay, so I want you guys to get that down in your notes. The very next Mishnah in Shvi says you're a good guy if you do it. Rucham Noche Menu. That's the first Dekuri you get down. Second Nakuda I want you to get down in your notes. The second Nakuda is that what happens if you don't pay the money back? Do the Chum look down upon you that you're a bad guy? So that's a Machlokas in Rishonim. The Tosim Baba Basra on Kuf Mem Tesem and Aleph writes that the Chum think you're a bad guy if you don't pay it back. And the Beis Yosef quotes that the Balatruma says no. The Chum don't think you're a bad guy. You just don't get the bonus of being a good guy. But not that you're a bad guy. So two nakudas you got to know. If you pay the money back, the Mishnah says beferish ruach chacham nochemenu, you're a good guy. If you don't pay the money back, it's a machlokes and rishonim whether they look down upon it. You're a bad guy. Tosim Baba Basra Kuf Mem Tesem and Aleph says you're a bad guy, and the Beis Yosef quotes about Baal Truma is another rishon that says no, you're not a bad guy, but you're not a good guy. Okay, you don't get that label as being ruach chacham nochemenu. So that's the first two nakudas I want you to get down on the on this Mishnah. The next Nakuda is that this is a very troubling Mishnah as Asher read it. No? It says, Amachshir Chov L'Chaver Bishvis Sharach Shiyom V'Mishamineni. Why? We've been learning all along that what? The Gemara says, Beferish and Meseches Erkin, right? What daf? On daf Chav Chesim and Beis, that when is Shemitah canceled alone? The end of the year. So what on earth is it talking about here? The whole Mishnah makes no sense. What do you mean, Amachshir Chov Bishvis Meir? Sharach Shiyom Olo M'Shamineni. What does that mean? That's very, very difficult. So let's look at Rashi. Let's see Rashi inside. Go ahead. Read Rashi closely. Go ahead.
Someone who returns his debt to his friend on Shavuos. It's during a time period when we did, in fact, keep Shemitah. We observed it.
So that's how Rashi touches it. Get it down. It means it's a time period in the history of the Jewish people when Shavuos is no egg. Go ahead. V'avro love what? And then Shvi's has passed already. V'acharkach.
After that, have zero.
Why do you, what forced Rashi to say that, guys? Exactly what our kasha was. Shemitah only is cancels the loan at the end of the year. So what on earth does the Mishnah mean? That the guy's saying Mishamanani during the year. That's exactly what Rashi was bothered by. I want you to see that.
I can get that.
And he says the Kavanas of Mishnah is that what? He's talking about a time period when Shvi's was no Haggis. One second, get this down. One second, Usher. So the first Yaakov, the Beis Aaron asked, it's Masha from Rashi that there's a Zman when Shvi's is not no Haggis. Rashi says at a time when Shvi's discovered is no Haggis. That implies there are times when it's not no Haggis. Well, when is that? When is that, Lamaisa? When is there a Zman that it's not no Haggis? We're no Haggis, Shvi's discovered him is Zman Hazem in the Rabbanon. So according to the Baal Amor, we learned that it could very well be that Shvi's stopped when the Sanhedrin was Batel, and they stopped counting what? They stopped counting Yovelos. And they stopped counting Yovelos, so Lemaisa, it comes out, they stopped counting Yovelos. So Lemaisa, according to the Baal Amor said there was a Midas Chasidus, that the whole notion of the Yamoraim, they were just doing a Midas Chasidus. Once the Sanhedrin was nullified, and they stopped counting Yovelos, there's no Isser Shemitah Midrabanan at all. This was a sheet, amazing. Allah Lamaisa. Remember we said and they only did it out to Midas Chasidus? So this would Lamaisa under this would make a lot of sense if you hold like the Baal Amor that Lamaisa there are time periods when Shemitah Shkosavim did not exist. Now the Bartanura and the Ritva or Masbir that Shvi's a kavana is when the Zman is Ra'ui L'Shame, meaning so Shvi's. The way Rashi says it is Bishash Shvi's no Haggis, which is very bothersome because Rashi is implying that there's a time period when Shemitah Shkosavim did not exist. Maybe we could say that's pointing in the direction of the Baal Amor when the Sanhedrin was bought and when they stopped counting Yovelos, then Lamaisa there was no such din, which is a very bichidish, very, very bichidish to say that Rashi holds like that because we had been saying before that Rashi Shita was that Shemitah and Bizman Hazel was even what? Possibly Midyaraisa. And then you get to this Rashi. Rashi seems to say maybe it doesn't even exist. So the Bartanura and the Ritva have a completely different shot. What does it mean, Machshir Shov Bishvis? At a time when it's Ra'ui L'Shame. Which is the time when it's Ra'ui L'Shame? At the end of what? At the end of Shemitah. That's all it means. And the Rash says it means the last day of Shvis. The Rash on the Mishnah, Pirkei Mishnah Ches, or he says it means Bishminis. The Shah Achrona, the last hour of Shvi's is Mishametis. Shvi's is Lav Dafka, means the last hour. And the Rosh on the Mishnah says Shvi's means Klomer Be'isser Shvi's. After already Shvi's has passed, and Lamaisa, it has been canceled. So Lamaisa, Mevar B'Shvi's, Klomer Be'isser Shvi's. I know Achrei Shavar Allah Shvi's, meaning the Isser Shvi's is done. There's no Isser to plant the ground. There's no Isser where everything is done. So there are three other pshatim I want you to get down, maybe four, different than Rashi. The Bartanur in the Ritva says it means the time that's Ra'ui L'Shame, the end of Shvi's. The Rash says it means the last day of Shvi's, or it means already into the eighth year, Lamaisa. It's the last hour of Shvi's. And the Rosh says it means when the Isser Shvi's has been passed, when Shvi's is completely done. So they go move away from Rashi completely, because when Rashi says Shvi's no Haggis, that's implying that there are times when Shvi's is not no Agarye. And when is that? That's only if you hold like the Baal Amor, which is very, very mechudish because we had said that what? Rashi might even hold it to be not Torah, possibly. Now you're saying that there are, Rashi's implying that there's a time period that what Shemitah Kesafim doesn't even exist. So I want you to get that down, but I wanted you to be bothered by what was Rashi bothered by, Jonathan. What was Rashi bothered by? What are you saying that you're paying the chov back during Shviz? It's not canceled yet. It's no big deal. You can pay it back during the year of Shviz. It's canceled the end of the year. Where's the Gemara and Shas? Erkin, what daf? Chov Chesim and Beis. Please get it down. Yes, go ahead, Usher.
Could we answer that he's actually paying it before the time of the cancellation has come around? And the reason why we're saying it...
So there's no big deal with that. It's like a regular guy paying back a loan.
I know. But
okay.
We're saying, but when the guy says, I need to show me, he's saying, like, I'm going to cancel that at the end of the year. Why are you paying me back?
That's meaningless. Those words are meaningless, Mishamet Ani, because the Shemitah is only canceled at the end of the year. That phrase is meaningless. That's why Rashi is so troubled by this. That's why all the Rishonim are troubled by it. It's got to mean at the end of the seventh year. Otherwise, it's meaningless.
But it says Bashvius in the middle of Shemitah.
Yes, that's why they're touching it. That doesn't mean it literally. It's impossible to say like that. It's very, very, very hard to say like that. Now, Lamaisa, so that's the first Nakuda that I wanted you to get. You guys got that? That's the first Nakuda. Actually, it's the third Nakuda. The first one was, we said, it's Ruach HaChamim Nochemenu. If you don't pay it back, it's Ein Ruach HaChamim Achlis Rishonim. The third Nakuda is what Rashi's touching this mission. All the other Rishonim are touching the mission as well. Okay, now that brings us to the fourth Nakuda. Yes, Ben, you had a question before. Go ahead.
Yeah, a couple questions. Number one, can we repeat the three alternatives to...
Yes, the Bartanur and the Ritva say, what does the word Bishvis mean? It means the time that is fitting for it to be canceled, which is when? The end of Shemitah. Yes? That's the Bar Tanura and the Mishnah Perek Yud, Mishnah Ches, and the Ritva. What does the Rash say? The Rash and Perek Yud, Mishnah Ches says, what does Bishvis mean? Tup Shatim, last day? On the Inami is the last hour. Correct. As Nate said. And then the third shot, right, actually this is the fourth shot, but it's the second and third were by the Rash. The fourth is the Rush on the Mishnah. Don't confuse Rash, Rush. What does the Rush say? It means when the Isser Shviz is done. Meaning when the Shvita year has been completed, which means the year, you know, which is also to plant and work the land, which also has an effect on Shemitah Kesafim too, when the year is done. That's all. They all shy away from this pshat, Lamaisa, of what Rashi's saying. When Rashi writes the word noheges, everyone jumps up. That implies that there are times when it's not going to be noheg. Well, when is that? Well, if you all like the Balamor, that's when the Sanhedrin was nullified and they stopped counting for Yovel. So that implies that there was a time, Lamaisa, that it would end. Which is very hard, because we had said that Rashi might hold Shemitah to Bizman Azez, the Raisa. Okay?
Really, so how do I know when the Rashi and the Rosh explains Bizman Azez, like in this time we keep Shemitah?
We keep it because Bizman Azez, the Rabbanan. We keep it Bizman Azez, so we don't forget. So people shouldn't forget about Shemitah's Kesafim. That's why we observe it, correct? Well said. That's why we observe it. Unless you say, don't get so far hitched. What does farhitz mean? In Yiddish, don't get so upset about the fact that no heges. It doesn't mean necessarily that there's a time that it's not no egg. It means it's no egg. And it doesn't mean that there are times it's not no egg. It means it's no egg forever. That's what he means. That's what I would say he means. You know? That's what I would say he means. It's first Yaakov and Beis Aaron were greater Talmud Chum than me, of course. But Lamaisa, that's how I would try to answer Rashi. That no haggis means, he's just trying to say, don't literally interpret bishvis meaning during shvis. It means at a time that it's noig. And I don't mean to say it's not noig any time. It is noig forever. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would suggest to solve this problem for Rashi. Okay? Yes, Bench.
Also, how can we use the puzzle Zezvar Shvita Shambu for like this drill and also for last time we or I guess last stop we used it for to say
this
man that Shemitah's
karka
is no
egg, Shemitah's
Kesafim is, and vice versa. So how do we use the same
puzzle to
learn how to do
it? When we use that, did we use Zedvar Shmita? Are you sure? Did we use Zedvar Shmita? Yeah, Rebbe did. Rebbe did. So my response to you is that was Rebbe, and this is a Mishnah. This is a Stam Mishnah. So it's a different Tana. Okay, it's a different Tana. Both dinim are correct. We paskin like both, but that's a good horror. You are absolutely right. Lamed Vavarav did say, but that was Rebbe Omer. Okay, this is Stam Mishnah. It's a very good horror. Yes, go ahead, Jonathan.
Are there any minority opinions that go out on a limb to say that it actually does literally mean bashvius?
No, no one does. I'm glad you asked me that too. It's a good example. I didn't see any sheet to say it because it makes no sense. How can you say? Oh, actually, we're going to get to. No one's just said, but we have to get to the rush. Okay, we're going to have to get to the rush about a sheet. But let's. That's the next step we're going to get to. Actually, a few steps. Okay, we're going to get to it. Excellent. Okay, now let's get to the next nakuda. I think it's number 5. Let's get to all the nakudas down, guys. We had a few lines of going. So much we got to do now. But as Benji said, this is a Mishnah, right? Correct? What did the Mishnah say? Usher outside. If you're Maxer Chov L'Acher B'Shvi'is, you have to say Meshamadani. That's what the Malva says. What did the Lo say? Even still. You know what I mean by even still? Afal Pikin. Even still, I want to pay you back. And it says you can accept it from Shenemar Zed Dvar HaShmita. What is that pasuk going on, guys? How do you read the Mishnah? Guys, take a look. What is it going on? I can't hear you. Well, there's two possibilities. Either going in the Reisha, which goes back and says where the Malva says Meshamadani, or it's going on the Seifa where what? Where he said even still, right? Even still. Now when he says even still, do you need to keep refusing as the Malva? No. All you got to do is refuse once, and if the guy insists on paying, that's fine. You've done your job already. So the Reisha is the Malva saying Meshamadani, and what's the Seifa? The focal point we're saying a little bit more specific, Asher, is that the Malva does not have to refuse anymore. You follow me? He doesn't have to Meshamadani anymore. That's what the Seifa says. Even still, it says Mekabalei Menu. Mekabalei Menu is basically saying black on white in Yamin that you do not have to what? You do not have to say again Meshamadani. All you got to do is say it once. You follow me? The Reish is the Malva saying Meshamadani in the beginning. And the Seif is saying he doesn't have to say it again once the Lovin still insisted on paying. So what is the pasuk going on?
So
the Bach, what'd you say?
Afal Pikin
means the Lovin is saying, I still want to pay you. So does he need to say Meshamadani again? No, he doesn't. He can take the money, the Malva. So the Reish is introducing the din where he says Meshamadani, Jonathan. The Seif is saying what? That if the Lov insists on paying, he doesn't have to say it a second time. So what is the pasuk going? I'm asking you, how did you read the Mishnah? So the Bach, thank you for bringing it in, Eliezer, in Simon Samach Zayin Sivkon Laman, it says it's a machloikis between the Rashi and the Rash. How to learn the Mishnah? It's a mamash machloikis. Rashi's learning the Mishnah that it's going back on the Reisha. The Ran points this out. That you have to say Meshamadani, and it's going on to what? You need a Dibor, right? He says you need a Dibor. Read the next Rashi, Usher. Sarich, you're doing a great job. Go ahead, Sarich.
Sarich, so he needs
Hamalva Sheyomer Lo Meshamadani. You guys got to get that. Very important in reading. When it's Malva, when it's Milva. Malva's the lender, Milva's the loan. The Malva must say Meshamadani. That's how Rashi's touching the Pasuk, says the Ran. The Pusik's coming to tell me that the Malva must say it's released. He must say those words, it's released. If he says those words, it's released, it's beautiful. It's fine. Okay? And that's what the Pusik says. You need a Dibor. Did you guys get a chance to look up that Mishnah? We're going to do the Mishnah, especially the whole 10 Perek, the Lean Eder. Okay? It's not that long. But you look up that Mishnah and it brings a comparison. Did you see the comparison? What does a Rotzeach B'Shogeg have to run to? A murderer by accident. Where does he run to?
Ari Miklat.
Right? And everyone, you know, was so nice. When a newcomer comes into town, you should be machnas asorachim, bring him food, you know, welcome him. So they see a new guy comes into town in the Ari Miklat. People lived in the Ari Miklat who weren't just Rosh Chodesh. It was a regular city. Many of the Ari Levim served as that as well. 48 Ari Levim, right? And one of the Ari Levim could serve as that. So they would say, sir, can we give you food? Food, you know what you're supposed to announce? Rotzeach ani. You're supposed to say, I'm Rotzeach. Just like the Malva says, Meshamed ani, he's also supposed to say what? He's also supposed to say, he's Rotzeach, and you know you guys have no obligation to help and sustain me and subsidize me. Nevertheless, if they say, we still want her, then he can take it. So you see how the Mishnah compares as the notion of saying a Dibor, of saying Meshamed ani, like the Malva has to say this phrase, The Rotzeh Peshogeg, in fact, Ari, why don't you pull it up? What's the exact Lashon Rotzeh Peshogeg? Read the Lashon. The Rotzeh Peshogeg has to say, I'm a Rotzeh. You don't need to subsidize me because I'm here because I have to be here. Because otherwise the Gol Adam would kill me. And I have to be here. So don't feel an obligation to sustain me. Let's be transparent here. Okay, I'm not a newcomer moving into your town. Go ahead. What's Kiyotzebo mean? Mishnah says a similar case. Very interesting. Go ahead. Oh, the Rotzeach goes to the wall Ir Miklat and the people of the city want to mechabed him. Go ahead. You should say I'm a Rotzeach. Go ahead. We still want to mechabed you and give you food and drink, then you can mechabel it, okay? Excellent. It says Zed Dvar Rotzeach. What does the word Dvar mean? Words. What words? It's a Rotzeach B'shogeg has a responsibility to say, I'm a murderer. B'shogeg. He has that responsibility to say that. Just like Zed Dvar Shmita, the Ma'avid's responsibility to say, Mishamed Ani. So I want you to get down. Rashi learned Zed Dvar Shmita is going back on the Reisha of the Mishnah, where the Ma'avid says, Mishamed Ani. This is a simple shot in Mishnah. Okay, but I would have missed it as well. I would if I didn't see this Bach. Okay? However, comes along the Bach, and he says, the Rosh differs with this. Get it down? The Rosh differs with Rosh, and he learned the Mishnah differently. Wow. He learned it differently. It's going on the Seifa. And the Taisus Rid and the Taisus HaRosh learn like this as well. You know what they say? They say, Binyamin, it's going on the Seifa, that all you have to do is say it one time and one time alone. All you have to do is say, Mishamed Ani, and if the Lova says, still, which means Afalpik and I want to pay, you can take it from him. You don't have to keep saying Mishamed Ani like a parrot, right? Like keep repeating it, you know? Right? Like a tuki, right? In Hebrew, right? Mishamed Ani, Mishamed Ani. You don't have to keep saying it. So that's the Chiddush of the Sefer. So the Rash says the Pasuk's going on the Sefer. Rashi says the Pasuk's going on the Reish. You got me, Gabriel? So if I'd ask you, Lomaisa, what are the two ways to touch the Mishnah? It's Machlokes Rashi Rash. As the Bach points out, in Simon Samach Zayin Chayshin Mishpat, Sivkot Lamed Hay. Okay? It's very important, Lamaisa, that we get this. Okay? Taitch in the Mishnah. You can skim the whole thing and miss the whole thing. Okay, good. I mean, I didn't even think about it, Lamaisa. I thought it was going back on the Reisha, but he says no. Zedvar Shmid means Dibur Echad. One time, that's a one time alone, that's all you got to do. Okay? This brings us to the following. Yes, Jonathan, go ahead.
So let's say there was a case where the person who, whether you know in the Ari Miklat or with Shemitah, they didn't say Mishamidani or Rotzeachani at all.
Okay.
Would we go so far as to say that any benefit that they get from that, whether it's the money or subsidization or whatever, would we go as far as to say that that would be like Geneva?
If the man did not say Mishamed Ani, and the standard way we're learning, which we're going to get to now, it's a good question, yes. Because it was not canceled, and you should pay it back. That goes back to what we learned in Stirin Rashi's Lov of Lo Shilim. You're certainly Mavata the Mitzvah Prius Bachwa Mitzvah, you might even be stealing. Remember we had a Stirin Rashi's, Rashi and Sanhedrin and Rashi here? But it's a big deal. It's a much bigger deal in Shemitah, it's like Mamish Geneva, if you hold it's Geneva. Whereas in Bayrotzech, it's like Neves Das, which is also serious. You know, the Ritva writes based on Tosefta, there's seven Ganovim. He says the worst one is Neves Das. The Rosh of all the Ganovim is Neves Das. So in the case of Rotzech, he's conceiving. The Tosefta says, the Ritva quotes a Tosefta in Chulin. There's seven Ganovim, the Rosh of Ganovim is Neves Das. So it's a terrible thing. Whether it's Mamish Gezel, we had a steer in Rashi's about that. When you borrow money and you don't pay back, remember we had a steer in Rashi. Well, Chazar that when we get the Chazar. Okay? Yes, Jonathan, you had a question? Yeah, go ahead.
Within the way Rashi learns it,
yes.
Does the guy have to say Mishamed Ani more than once?
No. So everyone agrees. It's just how to learn the Mishnah. What'd you say? Is there a Nafkamina? No, there's no Nafkamina. Very good question. No nafkamina ledina. It's a nafkamina how to learn the Mishnah. Okay? It's a nafkamina how to learn the Mishnah. It's a very good question what Jonathan's saying. John's asking, he's saying, Rebbe, according to Rashi, maybe you have to keep saying it? No. We don't have to keep saying it. The question is how to learn up the Mishnah. Poshup shot, there is no nafkamina. Okay? Poshup shot, there is no nafkamina. Just the shaila is how to learn up the Mishnah. Okay? Poshup shot, Lamaisa, the shaila is how to learn up the Mishnah. I don't think Rashi would say that. I don't think so. That's not my impression. It's a very excellent kasha. My impression is that the Rashi would say the Krishna is just how to learn up the Mishnah. That's all. What is the pasuk going on, Lamaisim? Because, you know, you could say, maybe Rashi would say that it's kind of included. Once the Torah says, you say it once. It didn't say you have to say it twice. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I would say. Okay, I don't think it's enough. Give me how to learn up the Mishnah. Yes, Binyamin.
I don't understand what this case is in the first place. If it's canceled already, anybody has the right to give presents to anybody they want to. Why do we have to bring up this whole Afal Pi Kein thing?
We're going to get to that in the Gemara, because the way it's being staged is not as a gift. The way it's being staged is as a repayment of a loan. And if it's being staged like that, that's wrong to do that, because it's been canceled. So, therefore, we stage it as the Malva saying, you know what? It's Meshamed Ani, right? It's canceled. But even still, I want to pay it back. But it's all under the rubric of loans as of now. We're going to see Vayit and Gemara not that way, but that's why we're looking at it like that, which we're going to get to right now. I understand where you're driving at, but let's get to it now, okay? And that is that you guys remember, do you remember we discussed the concept of Moshe Rishonim? Let's get it down. That this is called Afkata Demalka. Remember we said Moshe Rishonim arguing on the Urayim? That Shemitah is automatic. What does Afkata Demalka mean? That it's a hefker of the king. Who's the king? The Eibishter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Labda Lavados, not King Charles, okay? Right? Okay, he's become a king now, right? But he's not, you have to say a million separations, right? Million separations. The only king is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the phrase Afkata Demalka means. Afkata Demalka means it's automatic. What does automatic mean? That once the end of Shemitah happens, another 10 days, or maybe less than that, 8 days, right? Right, actually 7 days, whatever it is, as soon as that last hour ticks, it's automatically canceled. It's Afkata Demalka. So therefore, you might say what Binyamin's saying, what on earth is going on, he says, Rebbe. What do you mean, what do you have to say, Meshamed Ani? We're already after the Shemitah year. What's going on? What are we staging this whole thing for? So the answer is, that's a separate mitzvah. That's a separate mitzvah, Lamaisa. It's a mitzvah ba'am, and it's in Meshamed Ani, like a bechor. What is a firstborn cow? From a calf from a cow, firstborn, is it called a what? A bechor. Is it kadosh? Of course it's kadosh. Innately kadosh, naturally. Is there still a mitzvah to be makdashit? Yes. Even though it is canceled on its own, there's still a mitzvah, a side mitzvah on the gavra to what to say it's canceled. There's a mitzvah to say Meshamedi. There's a mitzvah to shake a lulav. There's a mitzvah to hear shofar. There's a mitzvah after the year is canceled alone to say Meshamedi. You follow me? It's a side mitzvah. That's exactly what's going on. And the Rambam writes in Perek Tesel Chadal in the Shulchan Aruch says Simin Samach Zayin Sif Lamed Zayin Shekasu Beknisus Rosh Hashanah Shmitis Ibei Rachov. The beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the eighth year, the Chov is canceled. And the Smos says the same thing. Shem the Rabban. It's called Afkata Demalka. That is called Afkata Demalka. It is automatic, guys. So the way you read it is that the Meshamed Ani is a separate mitzvah. Afkata d'malka. It is what is considered to be a releasal done by the king, the Eibishter. I, mitzvah ani, mitzvah, I, the mitzvah what? The din of Meshamed Ani? That's a side what? That's a mitzvah on the side. That's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmah. What do I mean to say by that? Let's say the Malva refuses to say it for some reason. I don't know, he's too tired after sleepless, whatever it is. He can't mutter the words out of his mouth, Meshamedi. Is it still canceled? Yes or no, based on what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yes. He doesn't trigger it. It happened on its own. That's a mitzvah on its own to say Meshamedi. This is what Rov Rishonim hold. The Rambam, the Mechaber, most everyone holds like this, okay?
So why do you want to say Tzarich?
What do you say? Sarish, because he has a mitzvah. You have a mitzvah to shake a lulav. You have a mitzvah to hear the shofar. You have a mitzvah to amav and to say Meshamed Ani. You have such a mitzvah. Okay? So that's the way approach of most Rishonim, that it's Afkata Demalka, and this is a side thing. It's a side mitzvah. However, the Urayim which we mentioned, the Sefer Urayim is where Belazim and Mintz. What mitzvah? It's mitzvah Kuf Samach Dalet. He says, no! It's a mitzvah kafkata de gavra. And if he doesn't want to say, Mishamanani, the lover is chayiv to pay. Now the lover can ask Beis Din that they should force the malva, beat him up, in order to say Mishamanani, just like there's a general din of kofan al mitzvahs, what daf in ksubis, daf pei vavim and alf, there's a general din to be kofa guy in mitzvahs, to beat him up till he shakes the lulu, the shofar. We don't do that nowadays, of course, but the times of, you know, when Beis Din was in charge of everything, they'd be kofa guy to do mitzvahs, essay. Not literally to kill him, but they would want him to do mitzvahs. Build a sukkah, build a lulav, the guy refused. So according to the Arayim says, I'm sorry, I hold that it's afkata de gavra. And therefore, that's all it is. What do you mean that's all it is? I don't mean to say that's all. That's all it is in the positive. It's all him and nothing else. And if he doesn't say Mishamanani, what's the din? Afkata de gavra, what happens if he doesn't say Mishamanani? The lova has to pay. Excellent, Gabriel. Right? Bali Mishamanani Hutsarif Lashaway. The lova has to pay. There's no doubt. So that's a different take of the word Mishamanani. Mishamanani is all that there is. It's a mitzvah on the gavra. So even though Urayim is a minority opinion, but he seems to fit better in the Mishnah, no? The Mishnah says, Mishamani is mashma that it's all in his what?
Power.
All in his power. It seems that way. That's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky's atzal, the great Gaon, the Derech Hamunah. We mentioned it a few weeks ago. The simplest reading of this Mishnah fits the Urayim much better. Even though he's a minority opinion, we'll see, maybe there'll be other opinions might hold it to Urayim, but most of Rishonim deny that. And therefore, Lamaisa, it brings us to what? To this din, Lamaisa, that we have. When you read this Mishnah, this really points to whether it's considered to be Afkata de Malka or Afkata de Gavra. Okay? You must know this. Okay? I want to give you a comparison, which I want you to get down as well. I always, maybe you could check the computer, Hari, if I was, I forget who says what. Do you know, all your fruit in Hefter and during Shemitah year become Hefter. Did you know that? Your own fruit that you own in Eretz Yisrael, it's all Hefter. You don't own your fruit. Now, how does that become what? Fruit, hefker. Is it automatic, or is it? Do you have to declare it as a gavra during Shemitah year? I mean, mafker all my fruit. That's a machlik to the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. You know, maybe in the computer you have it. I always forget which sheet this holds what. I think the Beis Yosef holds afkata. I think he holds afkata the gavra, I believe. Or I think it's Afkata de Malka, rather, that it's considered to be Hashem. And the Mabit says, no, it's Afkata Reliso. Afkata is the Reliso de Gavra. Meaning, do you have to, it's very interesting. If I ask you, give me two machlokasim regarding this issue of Afkata de Gavra, Afkata de Malka, regarding Hichel Shvis. What's the answer? Number one, how does Shemitah Kesafim work? Yes. And number two, how does the Hefker of the fruits during Shemitah year work? It's a similar machlokes, okay? Are you have that there? Maybe you have it in the computer. What is Peres Hefker? How does it become Hefker? Is it Afkata de Gavra or Afkata de Malka? Always forget who holds. I think Beis Yosef holds Afkata de Malka and the Mabit. Write down a big machlokes about this, okay? You follow me? So that same two approaches applies here by Shemitah Kesafim. It fits in very readily, okay? So that's Lamaisa, based on this now, brings us to the next Nakuda. And that is the rush, okay? Yeah, real quick, Binyamin, what do you say?
Is there potentially an Indian of like Tosefus Shemitah where?
Sure, there is.
Where
Mishnayos.
That when you say like all these
30 days before, 30 days before the Tosefus by Karka, but not by Ksofen.
So
by Karka,
so
there is.
Because I was going to say that, you could say, oh, Mishamed Ami, you'd say it before Rosh Hashanah, and then
no, but there's no Tosefus by, it's a good kasha, there's no Tosefus by Shemitah Kesafim. It's only by Karka. Excellent. Very good Ahara. That's in the beginning of Masechet Shvi'is, about Tosefus Shvi'is. It's also mentioned Rosh Hashanah. Those who learn Masechet Rosh Hashanah, in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, talks about Tosefus Shvi'is. Yes, Benji, what do you say?
This is a little bit from before. So
go ahead.
The part of the Rosh, and the Rosh.
So yes.
The being that home like until like the last hour, like the last day.
Yeah.
Can't you you can't pay back on Yontif anyway. So why isn't it just the deadline is just like right before
You could pay back Lamaisa whenever you want,
no.
But you can't say Mishamet Ani before it gets canceled.
You can't give money on.
No, but that it means the Hashem halachically it gets canceled then. That's what I'm saying. The cancellation alone happens. The clock strikes 12, done.
Yeah.
It's canceled. That's what that means.
Okay. But I'm saying
you could pay it back long before that, and you should have. You should always pay back a loan.
Practically, the deadline is right before Yontif, because even if the deadline technically is the last hour of Yontif, then
it's not. That's what the Mishnah is saying. It's not. This case is he's paying it after Shemitah, into the eighth year after Rosh Hashanah. So Shemay Chuvi is paying it back. That's what the Mishnah's talking about. He's paying a bet after that.
You're saying according to the Barthenura, I thought they said the...
No, they're just touching the word Hamakser Chov B'Shvi'is means after that time has happened already.
Uh-huh.
It's always after that time has happened. Otherwise, it makes no sense to say Mishamet Ani before. That's what everyone's pushing away from saying B'Shvi'is. Can't be that. That can't be the pshat. Okay? And that's why Rashi's no Haggis, and we want to suggest don't make that deal. Nate, do you have the Shita there?
Sort of.
What do you mean, sort of? Lamaisa, you should have it.
My focus is my beat and Rabbi Yosef and
Rabbi Yosef Karo, yeah.
Yeah, on whether or not you need to do.
There's two machlokes in. They
two
talk.
On Peros Akur.
Yeah, that's a different machlokes. That was what I was just going to tell you. On Goyish own fruit, is that also considered to be Hefker or not?
Right.
That's a different machlokes. But there's a machlokes between Beis Yosef and my beat, whether I've got to the mach. I'll look it up today, Buna, okay? All right, we'll look it up today. We never tonight. Okay, we got this so far. Now this brings us now to the next Nikud. I think it's the sixth or seventh, guys. Let's get everything. We're gonna get everything clear. Okay, this brings us down to the rush now. What was the rush shita that we mentioned before? Remember the rush shita? Oh, well, the rush shita and the rush shita made a split, right? Remember we said the Balatanya, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, the great tzaddik, right? The Balatanya, you know, the Rav when he was a little boy, Oren, good to see you. When the Rav was a little boy, his father had a Chabad Rebbe teach him when he was a little boy. So the Chabad Rebbe taught him not only Gemara, he taught him Tanya. That's why the Rav is a big buck in Tanya. Did you know that? The Rav is a big buck in Tanya because, I don't know if his father knew, I don't think his father knew, but I guess half the time they would learn Gemara and the other half they would learn Tanya. So the Rav was a big buck in Tanya. So, you know, the Rav was very friendly with the Lubavitcher Rebbe, so that's how. But Lamaisa, the Balatanya Paskins like this rush. Now, last year, Lubavitch Jews wrote Prusbels last year before Rosh Hashanah because they held like the rush. Why they held like the rush? Because the Balatanya, their Rebbe, their first Rebbe, Paskins like the rush. Even though the Chassam Sofer says we don't hold like the Rosh, and it was a Chumrah only of the Chabad Yidim, so I didn't write Prusbels last year, but I'll write Prusbels today. Linetter. So, Lamaisa, what is the Rosh Hashita? So the Rosh writes that in Simin Yuches B'Shem the Tosefta, when do you write a Prusbel? Erev Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah year, meaning last year. And the Rosh says, you're not allowed to write a Prusbel during the year of Shemitah. Why not? Even though Shemitah only cancels when? Everyone agrees that Shemitah cancels only when? In the end of the seventh year. That's what the Gemara says in Erekin. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Only the end of the seventh year. But, according to the Rosh, Lo Yigos starts when? The beginning of the year. So in order to prevent that, you need to write a Prusbel before Rosh Hashanah of the beginning of Shemitah. So even though Shemitah cancels, the Gersh of the Ramban in the Tosefta is Erev Rosh Hashanah of Motzei Shviz, which is today. Which is what we're going to do. Not Erev Rosh Hashanah Mamish. But that's the two Gerson and Tosefta. There's the Rosh's Gerson and the Ramban's Gerson. And the Rimi Kurkis says, between the Rosh and the Rashba, that it seems from the Rambam that the Rambam holds like the Rosh too. Wow. And the Balatanya, it says you should be Machmer like the Rosh. So it's very important that Mari Kurkis quotes between the Rosh and the Rashba that he thinks Shekain Nira Shitas a Rambam, that the Rambam also holds like the Rosh. It's a big chiddush. Okay, but nonetheless, the Balatanya in the Balatanya writes Beferish in Shulchan Aruch Harav. You know, the Balatanya is called the Shulchan Aruch Harav. that were machmer like the Rosh. But the Chassam Sofer, get it down the Choshen Mishpat Simen Nun, says we are not machmer like the Rosh, and that's what the Olam is knowing, not to be machmer like the Rosh. Why am I quoting this Rosh now? I'll tell you why. Because the Rosh quotes the reasoning of the Tosefta based on Psukim, that Miket Sheva Shonim is when we cancel the loan. But the Lav of Yugos begins at the beginning of the year. Shenemar Kikar Shemitah Lashem. And from the beginning of the year, it's us under pressure. Beis Din cannot collect any chov. That's why, according to the Rosh, it's Usher Usher to write a prusbul during the seventh year. But the Lov himself is chayv to pay on his own will, out of his own volition, and the Malva does not need to say Mishamet any. You got this? Again, according to the Rosh, there's two categories, there's two tracks. There's the Shemitah Ksofim. When is the loan canceled? At the end of Shemitah. When is the Issur of Lo Yigos? From the beginning of Shemitah. You follow what I'm saying? So the Rosh holds, based on the Rav Zhulti Zatzal and the Rav Gurovitz, Rav Rosh Hisharim, the Asher Shlomo, right? They all write, the Rosh holds, the Lav of Lo Yigos is a Din Mamoni, where the Torah releases the Schus HaTfiyah of the Malvah. You could make a Tanai, and therefore, it's impossible. You understand why you can't write a Prusbul during the seventh year. Even though the Chov is there, because the Chov is going to be canceled at the end of the year, but you have no schus to what go after the guy. You can't pressure him. So you can't give over your stars to Beis Din. Beis Din will be the pressures. So according to the Rosh, this is what I want you to get down. It comes out that he makes a split, that Lo Yigos began at the beginning of the year, and what else? And the Chov is canceled at the end of the year. So you can't write a Prusbul during the year. That's why you had to write a Prusbul last year. You're not allowed to write a Prusbul. The only thing I'm just bothered by, and I got to think about this today, I don't know, maybe you guys can help me out on this. I don't know how the Rosh learned the Mishnah. When does the Malva say Mishamet any? Aryeh, Binyamin, when does the Malva say Mishamet any? Eliezer, you follow me? Because according to the Rosh, during the year, you don't need him to say Mishamet any. The Lova is to pay out of his own volition, but you can't pressure him. So if you can't pressure him, then Lamaisa, you know, what is Mishamina need? What'd you say?
Why can't it be after?
Why can't you say it afterwards, you mean?
After the year, yeah.
Uh-huh. Nate, you're saying good. There's Nate is saying that during the year, you don't have to say Mishamina need, but after the year, you're saying after it got canceled, he will need to say just to fulfill the separate mitzvah Mishamina. I think Nate's saying good.
We said about
Nate's saying very
the
good.
The Bechor, it's once the Bechor has been born,
right,
then you're
right, Kaddish. Right, no, you're right, but you're saying good, Nate. But during the year, you don't need to say it. Why? Because the Lova has to pay out of his own will, but you can't say a word, Lamaisa, because you can't pressure. The issue of pressuring started already, Lamaisa.
Yes,
so you don't need a Prusbul. You don't need a Prusbul, and you don't need to say Mishamanani. So I asked you guys, how did the Rosh learn the Mishnah? So Nate says, Poshet. He learned the Mishnah that if your guy comes to collect after the Shemitah year, the end of the year has passed, after it's been canceled, you should say Mishamanani is a separate mitzvah, like the Bechor has been born, like Binyamin's saying. Okay, you're saying good. But to keep that in mind, that you cannot write a Prusbul during the year, according to the Rosh, and you don't need to say Mishamanani either, Lamaisa. You don't need to say Mishamanani, because the bottom line is that what? Is that the issue of pressuring has what? Has begun. And Beis Din can't collect any chov. Therefore, you can't write the Prusbul. If he wants to pay on his own, that's fine. But even according to the Rosh, as Nate said, it's inappropriate to say Mishamanani. Because why? Because it hasn't been canceled yet. There's an issue in the Gisha, but it hasn't been canceled. Yes, Jonathan. Go ahead.
Are we saying that he can't write the Prusbul during Shviz because that'll make him be over?
Yes, he'll be over Lo Yigos. That is correct. Because that's an attempt to pressure the guy. And that has started already. We deny that because Moshe Shonim said Lo Yigos starts at the end of the year. Right? That's why we write it now. That's why I'm writing it today in the Shul Guide room, you know? But Lamaisa, the bottom line is that according to the Rosh, these are started already. So that's why you can't write it. In the same vein, you can't write it. Lova still should pay on his own will, but I don't need to say Mishamini. So then I'm thinking to myself, when does ever the guy say Mishamini? So Nate says very nicely, after what Shemitah has happened, at the end of the year is canceled, and then the guy wants to pay, you should say Mishamini. Okay, good? Very good. So this is the pshat we want to suggest. Halacha l'maisa. We got this? So I think there's a fifth or sixth nekuda we have, and now lamaisa. Now lamaisa, we got to take this even a step further. Halacha lamaisa, okay. Let's take this a step further, but I want to get a little bit vital in the Gemara in order to appreciate this. Okay, Usher, let's go, guys. Look inside, guys. Okay, let's get it. Proud of everyone. You're focusing. Everyone's tired, but you're focusing. Let's focus. Okay, let's focus to the end of Shir and get a good night's sleep tonight, and then we'll be able to continue tomorrow. Bezat Hashem. Okay, go ahead. What do you say,
Usher? I'm a Rabbah. So Rabbah says, "Intolilei ad Amar Hachi."
Wow, you know what you do? Oh yeah, so you know, we all love Rashi HaKodesh, and Usher saying over Rashi's pshat. That's Rashi's pshat. Okay, let's read the Rashi inside. Go ahead. Read that Rashi. Rashi says, "V'imam araf al pikein," where you left off. Go ahead. Even still, I want to give you the money. Go ahead. You got to say a dibur of shmita. Go ahead.
If he wishes to return us,
no. Here, what does lachzerbo mean? I'm glad you did that. I'm glad you read that, because lachzer in the previous Rashi meant he wanted to return the money that he borrowed. Here, what does vitalile mean?
He wants it back out.
He wants it back out of it, saying that he's going to pay. Okay? He wants to back out of saying he wants to pay. He's playing games with you now. He said, "Oh, I want to pay you." No, now he what? Hang him on a tree. Im gavro yado. What's gavro yado? Im gavro yado. Gavro means he starts playing games. He strengthened his hand. He's not going to pay anymore. He's changed his mind. It's an expression. Gavro yado. He strengthened his hand. He doesn't want to pay anymore. Go ahead. You can hang him up to say even still that you pay. You told him you're going to pay. Now you're backing out of it. Hang him up there until he says he's going to pay. Amazing. Wow. Not a din shvua. It's a din hanging. You're not killing him, but you know you're hanging him up by his. You're not hanging him. God forbid, that would be murder. But you're like grabbing him by his tie and hanging him up there and say, "Listen, buddy, you better pay."
He's changed his mind.
He's changed his mind from paying back. Yeah. That's what it means with Tolile. He's changed his mind from paying back. So that's the expression, Lamaisa. So I want you to get this down. Does everyone agree to this or not, what Rashi says? You know, we always hear, you see in the movies, or hopefully when you're a long time, you hear about the mafia, what they do to people, right? Or someone who doesn't pay back his debts, you know, they crack his knees and stuff like that. All these stories we should never hear of. Chas v'shalom. So that's Rashi teaches this Gemara. They mamish hung him up. So does everyone agree to this? No. Let's get it down. I gave you the rush. I think what siman was the rush? Thank you for bringing in the swarm, guys. What does the rush say? What siman was it? I think the rush is on. I underlined it. Siman yud tes. You don't get. Please try to look at it today or tomorrow. I'll give it to the bar makomas. But in siman yud tes, you know what the rush says? This attitude of hanging the guy up. You know what you've basically done? What have you done? You have basically bitalta Torah Shvi's. He uses that expression. According to you, Rashi, what have you done? I'm going to read it to you. V'lo nehira, dim kein bitalta Torah Shmita. You basically nullified Shmita. What is the spirit of Shmita? The spirit of Shmita is that you shouldn't pressure the guy, yes? And the loan should be canceled, and that's it, unless you write up a prusable to keep it intact. What are you doing here, according to Rashi? You're not coercing the guy? Hanging him up on a tree is not coercing? The whole spirit of Shemitah is to cancel the loan, right? And that he shouldn't have to pay. And here, without a prusable, here you didn't write a prusable, we're not talking about a prusable here. We're talking about no prusable was written, and Lamaisa, you should let it go. That's the spirit of Shemitah. And here you're tying him up in a tree? Rebbeinu Shalom. That's what the Rosh, Lamaisa, asks. Lamaisa, and the Ravid quoted in the Rith, Hasagas Arith, it's not quoted in the Rith, it's Hasagas Arith, the Rosh and the Ravid both ask on Rashi, this is amazing. Not amazing, this is very troubling. Bitalt the Torah Shvi's, please get those words. When I give you that phrase, I want you to know it. If I would give it to you, well, who says Bitalt the Torah Shvi's? The Rosh and the Ravid asking on Rashi, how we touch the Bitalta? Let me write it on the board. Bitalta. You have nullified, in essence, Torah Shvi's. by creating, touching the Gemara. Yes. Bitalta, you have nullified Toras what? Toras Shvis. Bitalta, Toras Shvis. You have nullified. Bitalta. You have nullified Toras Shvis. This is the kasha of the Rosh and the Ravid on Rashi. Okay? Amazing kasha. You have basically nullified the spirit of Shvis by touching this Gemara, you hang him on a tree. Are you kidding me? Okay, we'll get to the kashas, okay? So get down, guys, in your notes. The Bach, which you're very kind to bring in, Eliezer, and Os Lamed Vav, in Yosef, answer like this. They answer for Rashi, we're going to defend Rashi. How are we going to defend Rashi? You know what we're going to say? We're going to say there's no Bittul Mitzvah Shvis here at all. Why not? You guys tell me. So why is there no Bittul Mitzvah Shvis here? What would Rashi respond back to this? Why? Because the guy already said what? He said Mishamaneni. The Malva said Mishamaneni. He said it already. Imamish said it already. So if he said it already, there's no Chov anymore, no? You fulfilled your mitzvah already. What are you talking about? There's a Bittul Mitzvah Shvis. The Malva already said Mishamaneni. He fulfilled his mitzvah. If the lova lechachila did not want to what? Did not offer to pay, then it's also to force him to pay. Don't get me wrong. And Rashi would be the first one to agree to that, says the Tosfos Rid as well. You get the impression from the Bach, I want you to get this down, you get the impression from the Bach that maybe he already paid it back already, the lova, and he wants the money back b'chazara. Right? Tosfos Rid doesn't mention that the Lova paid it back. But the Malva says Mishamaneni, and that's the way the Reb Shlomo Eger, the Gilyon Marashah, learns on the Rosh, so that's how the Gilyon Marashah on the Rosh learns Pshat in the Divrei HaBach. So what I want to bring out is that it seems that we could defend Rashi very, very easily and say, what do you mean? I'm not being Mavatel Toras Shvis at all, because he already canceled it. If you already canceled it, Lamaiso, we did fulfill our enterprise of what? Of Shvis. But nonetheless, Lamaiso, he did express the lova that he wants to pay it back, then do the deal. Finish it up, Lamaiso, which we're going to get to right now, what exactly that means. Yes, Jonathan.
So, doesn't that explanation just, like, feed right into what the Rosh is saying? That like this is like a hack. Like he can just say like Mishamidami, and then he can go and like basically.
No, but the words Bitalta Torah Shvis means you've nullified Shvis, and Rashi says I have not. There's a technical mitzvah of canceling a loan, and he did that.
Right.
So don't tell me I've gotten rid of a mitzvah.
Through that technicality.
I understand that, but Rashi says, "Don't give me spirits of laws. We did the law."
Why doesn't he say that it's because he wanted to give it to him in the first place?
No, but that's what I'm saying. The Rosh is saying that you nullified the concept of Shvis. Rashi says, "I have not. I have fulfilled the technical laws of the mitzvah." Okay, and don't give me any spirit of anything. He said Mishamaneni, and that's it. It's done. You want to go Viter after that and have him pay? That's fine. We're going to discuss that. That's a separate thing. But don't tell me I've been Vatel Toras Shvis. I canceled it, and I did my job. I did my mitzvah. The Rosh would respond, maybe like you're saying, that you know the spirit of it is, you know, still lingering there. Rashi says, don't give me spirit of things. We did. I shook the lulav. I said Mishamani. I'm done.
Okay.
You hear what I'm saying? That's the response that the Bach is saying that Rashi would say back to the Ravid and to the Rosh. Okay? It's very technical, I grant you, but the bottom line is, it's technical. It's like shaking a lulav, hearing a shofar, you did it. So I did this. I said Mishamaneni, I'm done.
So, but there, I feel like there's like a little bit of like, the step of the guy saying, like the Lova saying, like, I want to give it to you anyway. That's what then allows the Malve to do this. Because otherwise, you could just, in any case, you can just say Mishamaneni and then like...
Well, I wouldn't say it like you're saying it that allows you to do it. He could do whatever he wants, Lamaisa, when he says Mishamaneni at this point of the Gemara. At this point of the Gemara, when he says Mishamaneni, everything's done. He did say he insisted that what? He wanted to pay. That's fine. But it seems like even if he didn't insist, it seems that he could still go after him. Seems that way.
I canceled the loan, and then he goes after him to get the money?
Right. Seems that he refused it once. He refused it once. And Lamaisa, that's all he has to do. Let's say if he changes his mind, maybe later, seems from this that maybe he's not doing anything wrong. Because he said Meshamadani already.
But then isn't that taking money that doesn't belong to him? Because he said Meshamadani?
But you're trying to coerce him. We're going to get to it as a gift. We're going to get to it as a gift. And you could coerce him that to do that, which we're going to say. So I would venture, we're going to see Vaitan Limura. I would venture to say, what'd you say?
Isn't that just like
Geneva? It's not Geneva. It's not Geneva because we're going to see, well, I don't know if we're going to get to it today, but we're going to see it's not under the terms of a loan anymore. You're bringing up an excellent point, but we don't view it on the terms. It's no longer a loan. It's a gift. And if I want to coerce him on that gift, that's my choice.
Why is that any different than like just going up to
because lo yoigos is only a problem when it was a loan. That loan is done. No, I said Meshamadani, it's done.
I'm saying, why is that different than just going up to somebody on the street and being like, give me your money as a gift?
Okay, he's not taking a gun to his head. We're gonna talk about that. We'll talk about how that works. But for our purposes, Jonathan, it's not an Isra Lav of Lo Yigos. Because you're not under the framework of a loan anymore. That's the verb. Okay? And even if he didn't say Afal Pekin, even still. We're gonna get to that, Lamaisa, but that's a very important akuda, which is a bit strange, I grant you, but if you look at it from a technical perspective, it's done already. I said Meshamadani, the loan is done, and we've left that framework, then I don't have Lo Yigos anymore. Okay, yes, Usher.
Why do we assume that when we say that we're going to hang him on the tree, that we mean that the mob is going to do that? Why don't we say, no, that's not what the mob is doing, that's what Bezos is doing? You said you're going to do something.
This has nothing to do with Bezdin. That's what we're actually going to talk about. We're going to talk about that. Rashi seems to say, we'll talk about that. There's definitely lo yigos unless you involve Bezdin. There's no lo yigos if you don't involve Bezdin, and this is totally outside of Bezdin. This is a situation of what? This is a situation outside of Bezdin. So it's outside of Bezdin, Lamaisa. There's no problem of what? Of lo yigos. That's what Rashi says. We didn't get up to in the Gemara, but it's pretty clear from Rashi that if you're outside of Bezdin, there's no din of lo yigos, okay? And we're adding on to it because the loan is done, therefore out of that framework, okay? Yes, Binyamin, go ahead.
It seems from the way that we were originally saying it was that he says, I was going to pay you back, and so now we were going to hold him accountable. But by virtue of the fact that the Malvez is going to be the one doing it himself, it's clearly not a din in like Shvua. It's just a din in that he feels like he's being played, and he's upset that this guy's being wishy-washy. He's teasing him. Oh, I'll give you back money. No, I'm not. And I'm going to give you back money. No, I'm not.
So what are you saying?
So the idea is that it's saying that the way that Rashi is interpreting it, he's saying that you're going to go through you're going to strong arm him into giving it, but it's not a din in the loba. It's a din in the fact that you're like messing with the guy and he just isn't taking it anymore. You're playing games.
Okay, but what the ikar nakud is, it's no longer a loan. That's right. What I'm saying. Said the shaman.
So I don't understand what the Bach is trying to do. Like it seems that Rush and the Ravid are fine relative to Rashi. Because Rashi is saying just Mamish Medina Halacha is fine. They're going to say, let it be, he's annoying you, he's bugging you.
No, the Rush and the Ravid, let's go Nachama, because I want to, but the Rush and the Ravid are asking, you've been vapal Tiras Shviz by doing this.
Right, they say,
so the answer is you're not, because I did my mitzvah. In fact, the Bach Mashma, that maybe the Lova paid it back already. And the Lova wants the money back. The Tzrid doesn't mention that.
There's no
the Malva said Mishamidani. What did you say?
There's no machlok between Rashi and the Rush.
Sure there is. The Rush asking on Rashi. He's asking on Rashi.
The only thing that's between them, the Ikar Machlok is whether we say, is Tiras Shvius the thing that we're worried about? That's the only thing. No one's saying that halachically it's a problem.
Sure they are. Sure they are. Sure they are. The rush. No, the rush.
Purpose of the mitzvah, not the mitzvah itself.
I understand, but the rush. That's what I'm saying. That's how we're defending Rashi. Rashi's saying that technically I did in the mitzvah of Meshamet Ani, and the rush and the rhymer are saying no. There's more than that. There's a spirit of it.
Right, exactly. The words of the rush. So no one's saying midin halacha. It's a problem.
Well, it's a question whether the Bach is saying did he pay back? Did the Lova pay the money back, and he's asking for the money back, b'chazara, or not? Lamaisa. Tezrid doesn't mention that. But Lamaisa, what I'm going to get to is the following. Let's get to this. We got to continue, okay? We got to continue. Take the questions later, business show. We have to share. But we got to finish this. The etzim shot of Rashi is a pellet. What's the etzim shot of Rashi a pellet? Let's get it down. Since the Chov is released, how is the Malva able to force the Lova to give him a gift? How is he forcing him? Basically what Jonathan was asking. How can he force him to give him a gift? So I want to get this down. This is a tremendous chiddush. Rav Zulti wants to claim in Amud Reish Zayin and the Yelash HaShachar of Steinman that Rashi holds that the Chov is not released. Basically we're saying, Binyamin, get this down, that Rashi holds like the Arayim. That the Chov is not released. It's a mitzvah Torah. It's a mitzvah Torah to not claim the guy. You're not allowed to collect from the guy. The Etzim Chov, though, remains. And when you hang him on a tree, you're hanging him Lamaisa, you're asking him for your own money, you're not hanging him for a matonet. You're hanging him for his own. And that's what it's Masr Mavur in the Arayim. So they want to say a tremendous chiddush. That's some shot of Rashi that the Chov is Nifka. If it's Nifka, how can he ask a guy from Atona? So they want to say the Chov is not released. The whole din of Shemitah, according to Rashi, is you cannot toveya from the guy. You cannot claim from him money. But the Chov, I want you to get this down, the Chov is not released. The Chov is always there.
Why?
There are two ways to view it. Most Rishonim say that the Chov gets released. But there's a whole new way to read it, and that is that you cannot what toveya from the guy. But the Chov is released. And therefore, if the Chov is released, the Chov is not released. It's still there. That's why you can what ask the guy for what? Coerce the guy for the gift. Because the guy is what? The loan still exists. You're not doing it under the rubric of paying back a loan, but you're doing it as being paid back as a gift. That's what they want to say. Why is that difficult? Why is that difficult? Let's see. Go ahead, read the next piece of the Gemara. Go ahead, Usher. Eisve, go ahead. Eisve.
So there's a challenge.
Eisve Abaye from the Brisa. Go ahead.
Who knows him, though? When he gives him the Chov, Al Yomar Lo Bechovi Ani knows him. Don't say that I'm giving him because of the debt that I owe you. Al Yomar Lo, rather you should say, Shali, this is all mine. Uramatana Ani knows him. I'm giving it to you as a gift.
Exactly. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? You tell me, what's the Gemara's Kasha based on that? It's an Esve, it's a Kasha.
No.
What do you see the Kasha is?
James is saying that we can't force it, it has to be a gift.
The Malva, basically, is it really true that the Malva forces the Lova to say, give me a gift? The Lova is saying this, we talk Kfiya, you can't force a guy to give him a tana. The way it's presented here is he has to give it out of his own what? He has to give it out of his own volition and will and his own rutzon. And here Rabbah just said you got to hang him up on a branch? That's a great kasha of the Gemara. So what I want to bring out here is look at Rashi. What does Rashi say? Ad Amar, go ahead.
Rashi did very muskel.
Ad Amar Hachi.
I'm giving it to you as a gift. Not because there's no...
And there's no isser pressuring because it's a matana. Go ahead.
I didn't come to claim it in Beis Din.
And therefore, if it's not in Beis Din, there's no din of all yigos. Yes?
It's not because of a debt.
Underline that 100 times. 101 times. What does it say, Lav Mishum Chov? What does Lav Mishum Chov mean? That means the Chov has been released, no? We just got through saying that maybe Rashi's the Chov is intact. The whole din of Shemitah's problem is you just can't collect. You can't be Toveya the guy. You can't collect it. But the Chov remains intact. Does that mashma that from Rashi? It's not mashma that from Rashi. Rashi says the Chov's not there anymore. So that pshat of Rav Zulti and Rav Steinman seems very difficult. And the Rambam in Perek Tesaloch HaDalit says, Ibeid HaChov. It's mashma the Chov is Nifka Legamri. And the Lashon, the Bartanur, and the Rash, they say, Afal Pikein, Ani Rotzeh Lefro Lecha. They say mashma there is a chov. So what Rav Steinman, Rav Zulti and Rav Steinman are saying makes sense in the Rav and the Rash that there is a chov. But in Rashi, it's quite difficult, Lamaisa. In Rashi, it's quite difficult. In fact, the Chassam Sofer actually writes that the Kavanah of Rashi is where the Lova said Afalpike, and then he felt guilty about it. Not felt guilty, he regrets it, and he says, no, I want my money back, Lamaisa. What does the Lova say? Afalpike, I'm still going to pay. Then he says, no, I don't want to pay. He doesn't want to pay, right? So therefore, the Malva says, and then the Malva can what? The Malva can hang him on the tree. Because the guy's trying to be chozerbo from what he said before. The Lashon Rashi is really not mashma that way. I don't know. I thought we thought Rashi said that. No. What does Rashi mean when he says, Tolim Hayarotza Lachzerbo? That's what Rashi, I think, means mashma. No. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. That Rashi says he still wants it, then he regrets it, and the Malva can hang him on the tree, Lamaisa. That's what I thought. I don't know why the Dvar Yaakov says Lashon Rashi is not mashma that way. I think Lashon Rashi is that way. But Rav Zulti and Rav Steinman have a beautiful pshat. Just this Rashi seems to be what? Saying that the Chov is released. Now, what are the other two pshatim what Tolile means? Let's get it. Rashi said, man, hang him on the tree. So the Ramban, the Rosh, Miri, the Ran, the Ritva, all five of them, quote the Aruch. You know what the Aruch was? The Aruch was a Rishon who wrote a dictionary. The Sefer Aruch. It has different entries. And the Sefer Aruch says, you know what Tola means? You glare at him. You give him a good glare. Tola means you hang your eyes at him. You don't hang him on a tree. And at the same time, while you're what? While you're glaring at him, you extend your hands out and say what? You know what that means? Give me the geld. I like what Jonathan's saying. And do this. Exactly. You're glaring at him and you're saying like this. That's exactly what the Aruch says. Amazing. And you could do that until he gets embarrassed and agrees to pay.
Is that low ego, sir?
What'd you say?
Would that be
low ego? No, it's no ego because you already said Mishamanedi, right? You've gotten out of that. But you still can do that. Ron says that's the Shitas Arama and Perktes Alachavtes. You Mesavi Mo Dvarim. You kind of like say these words, Yachiyom Rafalpikin. You get him to say Afalpikin. So the second shot of Tola means Rashi says what? Hang him on the tree. What does the Aruch say? You hang your eyes at him, you glare at him, and you stick in your Tola your hands. Stick your hands out.
Oh,
they would like Jonathan said, they would say it's Usser, what tying him on the tree. They would say that's already too much.
Less than 10.
Yeah, that would say that would be too much. Right. But the third shot is the Raivin. What does the word Tola mean, he says? A different meaning. It means Mamteen. What does Mamteen mean? You wait. When the Lova says even still, you don't go like nuts as a mob and say, give me it right away. You said even still. You don't want to be a chazer, you know what I mean? The guy said even still, so give me the money right away. You said even still. Wait a few hours, Lamaisa. Be tola as if what? As if he wants to give it Lamaisa. Be tola some lafan of kilu rotzo lachzir laloyve b'mitzas hashmita. You don't want him to be gomer libo lahashmit until the lova says he wants to give him a tana, and then it's mutter to take it from him. So you want him to give him in a mindset that he wants to give it as a gift. You don't want to be like a chazer, take it from him. You tola some lafan of kilu rotzo lachzir laloyve, right? B'mitzas hashmita, right? The bottom line is you're tola the money in front of him, as if you want to return the lova the money, right? Because why? You lent him the money. I guess he maybe even hand you the money. You don't want him to kadesh shalo yira, so he shouldn't see shalo gomer libo lahashmi. That he shouldn't be what? Gomer libo lamaisa to what? To cancel it. Achiyom ralo imatana till you give it to him as a money. You kind of remind him of the money. See this money? You know, see the money? It's not the same money. It's equivalent. I lent the guy $500, so I show him 500s. And they say, remember this? Remember this? So you don't want to like chop it right away as a chazah, but you do it that you coax him into wanting to give it out of his own volition as a gift. That's the word tola. So either tola means what? Like Rashi, hang him on a tree. Either tola means like the Aruch, then it means what? What is the tola? Stick your hands out and glare at him. Stick your hands out. Tola, that's the Aruch. Yeah, all the five Rishonim quote the Aruch. The five Rishonim are who? The five Rishonim, the Ramban, Rosh, Miri, Ran, and Ritva quote the Aruch. They all quote the Aruch, right? Also the Rashba. You get six Rishonim. And what's the seventh shot? The Raiva, which means Mamteen. What are your Mamteen? Even though he said he was going to pay, you don't be a chazer and take the money from him immediately. You just you hold up five $100 bills, and Lamaisa, you hold them there and remember. and therefore what? In order that he won't solidify his heart that it's been canceled, until he says, I want to give you a gift, and then it's mutter to take it. So those are the five different shitas, those are the three different shitas of what Tola really means. Okay? What Tola really means. But the bottom line is that the Gemara is asking Akasha, seems to be a big problem, Lamaisa, seems to be a big problem, and the big problem is this what, is this din, Lamaisa? The big problem is this din, Lamaisa, that you're giving? And it didn't mention anything about coercion. So, what is the Kasha of the Gemara now? Let's plug it in. Let's get to this Nakuda. Okay, we want to get to it. And we'll finish up with this Nakuda. Let's get it. We got a lot of Chazara to do, okay? Because tomorrow we have to continue upon the Mahalach. What is the Kasha of the Gemara according to Rashi? Says the Drisha. Simon Samach Sain Oslamet Vov. He says the Kasha is if you're Tola, yes? The kasha is if you're Tola, it's not shaykh to say he's giving a matana. When's the last time you ever tied a guy up to force you to give a gift and that's called a gift? It's a joke. That's the Gemara's kasha according to Rashi. Get it down. That's what the Drisha writes. The kasha of the Esvei is, oh yeah, this is a matana? Come on. If you're going to say, Rabbi says you can tie him up until you get him to say what? You tie him up until he, you know, Adamar Hachi. You tie him up until he says, Afal Pikein, Lamaisa. Right? That's the whole Chiddush of Rabbah. The Lova doesn't want to pay back. He doesn't say, Afal Pikein. Tie him up until he says, what, Afal Pikein. What's going on? The pshat is that what? How could the Brisa say you're giving it as a gift if you're being forced? That's not a gift, last time I checked. Oh, so fill it in. So what's the Gemara's answer now? Go ahead, Usher. Read the Gemara. What's the Gemara's answer?
The answer. So Amalim. So we ask.
Period. What's the answer?
We're also going to hang him up.
The answer is that nevertheless, since he said he would give it, he calls it a matana. Yes, you do tie up a guy and he can give it as a gift. Yes, the Havamim in the Gemara was if you tie up a guy, it's not a gift. The Maskana is it is a gift. That's the Havamim in the Maskana. It's a little bit difficult because we learned, if you guys remember, in Baba Basra, Daf Mem Ches, if I take a gun to a guy's head, Tal Yuv Yoyev Lo Gamra Makni, if I take a gun to a guy's head and say, give that gift to Usher, and if he doesn't, the guy's going to kill him. Guy takes a gun to someone's head, to Reuven, and the guy says to Reuven, you don't give Usher the gift, he's going to shoot him. Gemara says, Beferish, you get nothing in return, Lo Gamra Makni. So what's going on here? What's the answer to the Gemara Kohen Rashi? The answer is, I want you to get this. This is a new type of a matana, Jonathan. How is this a new type of matana? It's a matana b'makom chov. It's a matana instead of the debt, the loan. You were really chayev. So this is a gift, but it's also not a gift. And on that, you have gemuras das, because you feel indebted to the guy. The guy lent you money. So it's like, you know how you call it a gift in quotes. A lot of times people give reciprocal gifts. Reciprocity, that's not a real gift. You're trying to what? Pay him back. That's, you know, that's called in Latin quid pro quo, right? That's exactly what it is. So that's what shot in the Gemara according to Rashi. The Gemara asked, how could it be? It's not shaykh to give the guy a matana if you've got to coerce him. Moran says, yes, it is shaykh to give the guy a matana because it's a matana dash what chov. And that's exactly what you're doing. Now, how do you plug it in according to the Aruch? What do you say according to the Aruch guys? What did the Aruch learn? What did the Aruch learn? You're glaring at him, right? So the Drisha asks, what's the Kasha? Where do you see from the Brisa you're not looking and glaring at the guy until he gives a gift? So what's the answer? The answer is you're glaring at him. You're glaring at him so what? You want this guy glaring at you anymore. No one wants people glaring at them. That's not called a gift. That's how the Gemara asks the Kasha. That's how the Ritva says it in the Ksav Yad. He says, Abai is asking, how is it possible that you're glaring at a guy, right? It's usher to take it, but Torah's chov. And when you're glaring at the guy, doesn't it cause it to be called a what? A chov and not a matana? The Gemara answers, no. Even if you're being glared upon, we still call that a what? We still call that a gift. We call that a gift to Lach L'maisa. And since we call that a gift, L'maisa, therefore, L'maisa, we consider that to be what? We consider that to be a gift, and Lamaisa, The Gemara answers that yes, that can still be called a matana, and I think you could say what we said before, because the reason, even though generally you can't force a guy to give a matana, but here it's again a matana to replace a chov in quotes, and therefore we'll read the Gemara like that, and it comes out very good. Halacha lamaisa. Okay, so that'll be the chiddush. Now, lamaisa, what that leaves us with is, and let's just get this down. We'll close with this. Is when a guy says afal pikein, if a guy says even still you can take it from him, the poshup shot is he's giving it as a gift. What'll be if the guy says I'm paying you back? I'm doing it as a piraon. The Bartanu and the Rosh say, let's say afal pikein ani rotzel lefro alecha. Rashi says lemaisin Shabbos kufim chesem beis afal pikein. I don't want it to be canceled. You actually give it as a what? Repayment of a loan. You say it. You don't say it as a gift, Eliezer. Is that okay or not? So Lamaisa, the Tosis Yontif says, if you get it as a payment, it shouldn't work. What does it help? It shouldn't be Mishamik. What did it help if you just say Mishamanani? You say Mishamanani and then a second later you're paying it back? And the Bryce says you need Betur Matana. So the Mishnah Rishon answers like this. I want you to get it. Even if you say I'm paying you back, Piraon, it's mutter to take the money. So since lechachili he had to say it b'loshen gift, even if he's mekabel it as a payment, there's no isser. Because he already said mishamanani. So basically we don't care about the technicality. Even if he says I'm paying you back, it's already viewed as a gift. And therefore since he said mishamanani, the chov goes up in smoke, and once you give it to him, even if you give it to him as a payment, that's not called a payment. It's called a matana since there's no chov. The only problem with that is, according to Mishnah Rishona, what's the most kasha from the Brisa? It says lechachila, you have to say matana ani lecha. Does say lechachila? Doesn't it say lechachila? So I would say no problem. In the Havamin and Lamaisa, we thought Piron was bad. We thought Piron is bad, and therefore what? If you say matana, you have to say matana. But how do you force the guy with the matana? Gemara answers you can. But Lamaisa in the Kasha of the Gemara, it held if you would have said Piron, it would have been bad. And the answer to the Gemara, even if you said Piron, it's all labeled as a gift, and it's all okay. Halacha lamaisa. Okay? All right. You guys can ask me now. Let's stop here now. We're close. Everyone have a wonderful day. And we will continue tomorrow. Please, Chazar, over.